Oh, kurz. It was something that, looking back at shiur number 2 on the Lavan, as we're up to number 3, that I realized I took for granted. I didn't show you the Makar, and I'm generally tried to be ma'od, very makdid in terms of showing how everything, the basic yisodos, are rooted in the Mishnah and Gemara. So, and there are also more halach l'maisa cases that we did not discuss that come out of our shiur last time in regards to Nikui Ali Dei Mayim. So I just want to make sure that we remind ourselves that there's a Mishnah on Kuf Mem Beis on the Beis that's on the second page of the Maram Mekomos. I made reference to it, but I didn't show it to you inside, so I wanted to share with you inside. The Mishnah says, Haisa Alav Lashleshes Mikancha Bis Smartut. If there is some type of dirt, so then you're allowed to be mekaneach, you're allowed to scrape it off with a smartut. Hoise shel or nosen alea mayim ad shetichala. If it's made of leather, so then in such a case, then you could put it into water. So this is the starting point of the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Tzadi Dalet, where the Gemara in Zvachim differentiates between or, in which there is a big discussion whether there'll be kvisa at all when it comes to leather. And ultimately, we came out halacha l'maisa last time that we paskim ikur d'dina that on soft leather there is going to be kvisa, but it's mefurish in this Mishnah that one could soak it. So even though the Gemara comes out, shir yaso zevli kibuso, we made reference to a Mishnah in Shabbos, that's this Mishnah in Shabbos on Kuf Mem Beis on the Beis, that tells us that if there is a leather, you're allowed to soak it, in contrast to the previous case, which is a garment, so then in such a case, there isn't an option of soaking it. So that is the source of what we've left off with, and that is the halachos of or that we spent a lot of time with last time. Now last time, the way we came out in regards to other modern examples of or was to say that there is a big discussion about plastic today, that Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman both came out l'chumra, that when it comes to scrubbing plastic, that one should be choshesh, that it has a din of or, and scrubbing it would be problematic. Which, of course, the summary of those halachos, the basic halachos of or, appear in the Mishnah Brura, Sifkatan Lamid Tes. Now, the Mishnah Brura speaks for itself. We did that Mishnah Brura. There is one concluding line in the Mishnah Brura, Sifkatan Mem Aleph, that I just want to come back to. And that's the obvious point, again, that we assumed last time, but just to root it on the page. And Mishnah Brura says at the end of Sifkat Mem Aleph, Ach Bikli Eitz, V'kulei Alma Ein Bo Mishum Chashash Kibus. When it comes to those things that are made of wood, so then in such a case, there is no problem of kibus. So one launders garments. There, when it comes to garments, we paskin shir yaso zehu kibuso. Today we'll have a deeper analysis of what garments that applies to when we say shir yaso zehu kibuso. When it comes to eitz, so eitz is not subject to kibus at all. I did see, I never discussed it with Rav Neiman Sal Shlita, but I did see in the Beyitzchak Yikare a fantastic logical chidush that Rav Neiman Sal points out. You can let me know if you find in other Kitzur books. We're going to mention at least 3 ha'aris from Rav Neiman Sal today, and I just put them all on the second page. And instead of photocopying 3 different pages of Mishnah Brura with one line from Rav Neiman Sal, so I just put them on one page. So if you look at page number 3, Rav Neiman Sal says the following chumrah that seems to make a lot of sense. Avol nikui kismei diyo ukidoma mishulchan eitz. It's the last Yitzchak Yikare. If you're cleaning off a stain of ink from a table near the Havah Bechlam Malabin, that would qualify as Malabin as well. So what Rav Neiman Sal is pointing out is that in the time of Chazal, generally anything that was on top of wood, you wouldn't qualify as being Malabin it. However, today, if you're going to have something that qualifies as a stain, Kismei Diyo, so then in such a case, then taking it off, he's Mechadesh, qualifies as Malabin. So that's one halacha l'maisa application to last week's sugya that we didn't, we took as a davar pashut. Kli Eitz is different than Kli Ar, we never point out the Mishnah Brura, and this hashlacha that Rav Neiman Sal points out.
Does everybody agree on that?
I'm a little biased. I didn't see anybody that disagreed, but I don't know is the answer to the question. For me, this is enough to be machmir, but that's why I said let me know. I don't know what the others are. I did not see the kitzur books that I looked at didn't mention this at all. Neither the kula or the chumrah that I saw. But you know, Chazal say lo reinu is ein arayim. So just because you didn't see doesn't necessarily mean that there's any proof. A common case that comes up, Baruch Hashem, we keep in having births in the kolel. A common case that does come up for young couples is in regards to pacifiers. What's the halacha in regards to a pacifier? On the one hand, the pacifier is plastic, is rubber. What would one say about if the baby's pacifier falls to the floor, what can be done to it? So if you take a look on the second page of Archa Shabbos, we'll do the Archa Shabbos out of order. We'll first do the Archa Shabbos Yud Gimel Zayin. He says, P'timat gumi shel bakbuk tinok v'chei motzei shel tinok mutter l'rachtzan u'l'shaf shifan. He says that Me'ikar Dedina, this is based on Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, that one would be allowed to clean the pacifier and even clean the pacifier ad asof, to rub it and to clean it off entirely. Which Rabosai should be a little bit of a chiddush to you, right? Where's the chiddush? Because we said that Rav Shlomo Zalman said that you're not allowed to clean off the plastic cover of the tablecloth, that you're not allowed to be meshafshef. So Archa Shabbos concludes v'yesha asru l'shafshefam. And there's some who say that you're not allowed to rub it off. So that second psak is very, very smooth. By the way, that's the psak of Rav Yashu. Rav Yashu said to treat the pacifier no different than the plastic tablecloth, depending on your wife's temperament. I'm not sure whether you should share with her this psak or not. But at the end of the day, according to Rav Yashiv says that you would be allowed only to rub it, to run it under the water if it fell on the floor, not more. By the way, there's obviously no mitzvah to use that pacifier if you have another pacifier also, especially if it means upsetting her, v'chuvei. But that makes sense with the standard psak. What's
under the first baby.
Ah, yeah, fair. So what's with Rav Shlomo Zalman's heter? It's called the Archa Shabbos that even you're allowed to be meshafshef. So if you take a look at Sifkat and Tess, they suggest the following: Hagur Shaz Horav Zel Lahatir. The time of Mishum Dein Kavanas Harochets Lechabes Osam Lichol Chabulua Bo El Rak Laser Salichol Shemuna Chagav Kai Gavne Ein Zekibus. That he suggests that there is a difference between the pacifier where all your intention is to get off the surface dirt, in contrast to when it comes to the tablecloth, there you're trying to get out all the dirt, even the dirt that's embedded inside. So yesh lodon b'metzius, exactly which one is more likely to get embedded, what is the kavana of people. On the other hand, you could argue that the parents are more likely to want to get out dirt, all the dirt inside of the pacifier. As well, Rav Nissim Karelitz was also makel for a different reason. Gamdas Hagran Karelitz Lahatir Zos V'Tam Dim Kai Gam Shiesh L'Motzet Tzuras Kli Ein Lachush L'Isur Kibus. He says that in general, it's a Tzuras Kli, and that's not something that one does Kibus on. And then the Aruch HaShabbos points out it's not a carte blanche heter of a Kli. It's just that this type of kalim in general, aren't going to be Meshav Shef. Tov, halacha l'maisa, one could definitely rely on Rav Shlomo Zalman. L'chatchila, Rav Shlomo Zalman's heter is a little bit hard to understand in the light of what he said in the Shemir Shabbos Gilchasa, and therefore, l'chatchila, one should just wash off as opposed to be Meshav Shef. Finally, the last issue, I was surprised to see quite a chumrah from the Minchas Yitzchak. The Minchas Yitzchak raises that it could very well even be that when it comes to gloves, washing gloves, that washing gloves would be a problem in terms of being meshafshif. What's the issue? That if you're washing dishes with rubber gloves, so then the whole process of washing the dishes is being meshafshif, and therefore you're going to be meshafshif not only the dish, you're also going to be meshafshif the glove as well. And the shayla was written to him about a woman who had some hand condition, and she very much needed to use gloves when washing dishes. So Minchas Yitzchak comes out that for this type of woman, so then in such a case, we could be makel, But he's choshesh, that just like we said that shifshuf is going to be a problem by or, so too when it comes to these gloves as well, shifshuf would be a problem. Lania's daiti halacha lemaisa, the Orcha Shabbos seems to make a lot of sense. If you take a look going back to the Shin Pei Hei, in the Orcha Shabbos, he paskins the kula. He says, "Kvafos gumishes lachlechu asa l'rachzam l'shafshan." If you have the gloves that have become dirty, so then in such a case, you're not allowed to be m'shafshef, because then it would be like the tablecloth. Doesn't only have to be for a woman with a hand condition. Anybody, he points out that l'chura the minchas yitzchak l'chatzila is machmir. Anybody, for anybody to be mutter. The whole process of shifshuf in that case is an ena miskaving. And we thought that Rabbi Tzion Abishol's heter in general, when it comes to plastic, makes a lot of sense. That plastic itself has a din of eitz, and if plastic has a din of eitz, then even shifshuf is not going to be a problem, leaving aside Rav Nevenzal's ink case. But aside from a case of ink, in general, when it comes to plastic, one could be mako. So therefore, the halacha would be that you could use gloves on Shabbos, even if in the process, as an eino miskaven, even a psik reisha, you'll end up being meshafshef with gloves. Yes, Rav Nevenzal.
That's where there's a stain
in the
table.
Wood.
It's not just ink spill in the table.
Exactly. Correct. Absolutely. A spill could be cleaned off.
If you normally clean, then there remains some sort of discoloration.
Correct. Correct. We're talking about Rav Nevenzal. Again, I did not discuss this with him, but Rav Nevenzal, I believe, is talking about a case. You'll see it sometimes here. Over here, you see that there's a little bit from the board. There's a little bit. I was in a yeshiva. I was so disappointed. I can't relate to this. I had Yetzer Hara when I was a teenager. I wasn't perfect, but I can't understand how boys could write on a table on Beis Medrash. How could that? Where does that come from? I guess anyhow. So that Yesh Lachbar. If you have writing on the desk on a table. So then in such a case, there it could very well be that would be a shalom mochek, but not necessarily malabing. Not only because it's written, because that might not be as embedded as like this ink stain over here we have from the blackboard, so then it could be that would be more malabing. But you're 100% right, we have not discussed Lamaisa, Rav David, who always sends me emails on our shiurim, so he immediately, when he saw me started doing malabim, gave me a bunch of tshuvas from different poskim, how the best way to clean up a spill. So we haven't discussed that yet, about the best way to clean up the spill on Shabbos, and we're not going to get to that today either. But that's only a shayla of schita, what happens if you have a spill on a tablecloth, etc., etc. That's not our deen. Rav Nevenzal's deen is particularly a stain inside, where you have to pull it out. Okay, let's begin b'siyata d'shmaya, our primary sugya for today. The hagdara of shir yaso zehu kibuso. What exactly is shir yaso zehu kibuso? The Gemara had told us that in contrast to or, where you need to do shifshuf as well, so in the words of Mishnah Berurah, do a kibus gomor. And just to remind ourselves, the Geshmak of Pshat, the Rav Nissim Karel had said, what does it mean of Kibbutz Gomer when it comes to Or? Beged is different. When it comes to Beged, there we have Shir Yaso Zehu Kibbutz, so simply soaking it is enough to qualify as Kibbutz. So I think the best way to develop the different Shitos is to start with the Tur. Let's begin with the Tur in Shin Beis, Sif, Tesen Yud, where the Tur crunches the halacha that we just mentioned, and then begins to extend it to the other cases. Mutar lite mayim al mina l'shach shecho. One is allowed to put water onto leather, like a shoe. Avol also l'chapso b'mayim, but it's prohibited to scour it with water. Ubeged sheyesh alav l'chluch. So that's now in the rear of your mirror. That's leather and plastic and eitz. So bottom line is, Rabosai, if you have a stain in a shirt, so let's discuss in terms of halacha lemaisa, there's a stain on a garment on Shabbos, so then in such a case you're allowed to dab to remove a little bit of that stain. According to the Mishnah Berurah, we discussed last time that there needs to be a roshim that's going to be left, and according to the Taz, even if there's no roshim, that's also going to be mutter. For Rabbeinu Tam, Kosav, Delo, Amrin, Sher Yosuzah, Kibusah, Hecha, Shu, Derech, Lichluch. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam says that there's going to be a heter to soak the garment, or to add water to it, if you're doing it, Derech, Lichluch, if you're doing it in a process which in itself will dirty the garment, in the process of making the garment dirty. Now, what's the context of this Rabbeinu Tam? So, this Rabbeinu Tam is a Tesis in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Aleph on the Beis. And let's take a look. We're going to do that Tosis inside, and we're going to summarize how the Beis Yosef read the Tosis. A very, very fundamental Tosis. Tosis appears on page 222 in the Vilna Shas, right before the beginning of Perek Ve'elu Ksharim. I underlined it in the booklet, V'im Toma. First word on the line is V'yeshon. We're going to go through the whole last third of Tosis, from V'im Toma all the way to the end of Tosis. Sakte L'Gatesis V'im Toma Hechi Shari Hasan L'Kanes B'Gadeha. The Gemara tells us in Beitza that there are times that a person is allowed to go visit his Rebbe up until and walk through water, and he doesn't have to be concerned of the Isser of Sfita. Also, we have a case of a nida, that the halacha is that she could be tovel b'gadeha in certain instances. Let's focus on the case in Yuma, of aholech lahagdol pnei rabba. So over there, we say that you're allowed to go. You don't have to be concerned about schita. Eich tovel b'gadeha, neima sher yaso zehu kibuso, kedamina b'zvachim. So Taisus asks, what about sher yaso zehu kibuso? At the end of the day, you're walking in water, so then by definition, it's going to clean the garment. Now, what's a pashup shah sher yaso zehu kibuso? Pashup shah sher yaso zehu kibuso is, at the end of the day, unlike leather, most garments, you simply have it come in contact with water, so then that, by definition, is going to effect some type of cleansing of the garment. So Tosos gives two approaches. And we're going to see, sach hakol, there are three fundamental approaches in regards to sher yaso zehu kibuso. And for the Eligatisis, the Yesh Leimar. The Davke Hecha Deika Tipas Dam, O Tinuf, Amrin Shiraso Zil Kibusa. The Behachi Mayri Beperik Dam Chatos. So, Teretz number one, we're going to call this Pshat number one, says that Shir Yaso Zehu Kibuso only applies when you have a garment that is dirty. If you have a garment that is not dirty, so then in such a case, there's no Shir Yaso Zehu Kibuso. Because at the end of the day, you have no need to get it clean. So Shir Yaso Zehu Kibuso is going to be dependent on the garment. And therefore, the case that we're talking about in Yuma, Aholech Lahakbil Pnei Rabo B'mayim, is talking about a case where he's wearing his clean garment. So then in such a case, there's no problem with Shir Yaso Zehu Kibuso. That's answer number one. Tesis continues, Umatza Ri Muga B'Sefer HaYasher. The Ri found a edited edition of Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYasher. De lo amar sheyaso zehu kibuso b'davar she'eino ki im lichluch kemo sipug baluntius v'kinuach yadayim b'mapel. V'hani she'ochim b'mayim im abgadim haveinami derech lichluch. Rabbeinu Tam gives another chiluch. Rabbeinu Tam says sheyaso zehu kibuso is only when you're using water that's clean water that you would want to be cleansing the garment, the dirty garment, or any garment with it. However, in a case of where you're walking through a muddy river, just think of if you were living 2,000 years ago, and instead of rafting down the Jordan in Shanabet, so what you were doing was you were walking to your Rebbe. You're walking through your Rebbe up north. And so over there, no one would say that is the most effective way of cleaning your garments. No one who's walking through the river to get somewhere is cleaning their garments that way. So says Tosos, there the heter is that you're doing it derech lichluch. If you're doing it derech lichluch, then in such a case you don't say shir yaso zehu kibuso v'lo derech nikayon. And you're not doing it derech nikayon. And therefore, Tosos concludes the following yisod halacha lemaisa. Val tinek shelichlech bigdei imo b'mei raglayim. If a woman is holding a child and the child urinated on her begadim, ein lizrok alav mayim, d'shir yaso zehu kibuso, because in such a case, then you would have a problem, shir yaso zehu kibuso. V'shama rimi pi anashim shehit Rabbeinu Tam, but Rabbeinu Tam, what was his suggestion? That when she's cleaning off her hands to wipe her hands, then on that beged with water, since it's derech lichluch, then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. So what we have in Tosos is two shitas. One shita is that shir yaso zehu kibuso only applies to clean garments. Another shita, in answering the sugya from Holich Lakbil Pnei Rabbo Berego, another shita says the heter of Holich Lakbil Pnei Rabbo Berego is not based on the fact that it needs to be dirty. Says the Beis Yosef, even if it was clean, it would be aser according to Rabbeinu Tam. However, the heter is derech lichluch. Okay, therefore, the tour then goes on. Now let's go back into the tour. So far, so good in Tosas. Two mahalchim in Tosas. Geschmack? Yes. Mahalach number one is to say, Haolach lakbil pnei rabo beregel is going to be mutter, despite shiyasa zel kibusa, because you're talking about a clean garment. The other teretz is that it's derech lichluch, and it's derech lichluch, it's not considered kibus. That's the second answer. Continues the tour. Umitam ze hitter b'isha shelichle chatino b'gdea b'mei raglayim, shetito yodea, v'tikan kem ba'osa makom levat al mei raglayim, she'ein ze derech libun ela lichluch, the gam ena mechavenes el avatel mei raglayim. Her intention was not to be mevatel the mei raglayim. Okay. The crunch, according to the Beis Yosef, I was misupik whether to do the Beis Yosef inside or not. But on the spot, I've decided that the way we've done up until now is enough. I would highly recommend that you do the Beis Yosef inside. But on the spot, the Beis Yosef over here points out that the second day of Rabbeinu Tam seems to be rejecting the first day. Now, it's not the Furish and Tosas, but this is the Beis Yosef's understanding, that the second opinion, Rabbeinu Tam's, is rejecting the first Shita, who said that Shir Yaso Zehu Kibuso only applies with a Begum Meluchlach. And that is, as we're going to see shortly in the Mishnah Brura, one of our biggest Achilles heels in terms of adding water to garments today. Because La Halacha, the Ikar Dedino, we follow this Shita. And that is, no, it's Lichatchila. That Shita is that Shir Yaso Zehu Kibuso applies even to a garment which is clean. And this is based on the Beis Yosef's explanation. The Beis Yosef points out, wait a second, Rabbeinu Tam started talking about Derech Lichluch. What was wrong with the previous teretz? So the answer is, says the Beis Yosef, that Rabbeinu Tam, Beis Yosef says a little bit more elegantly than I'm saying it now, but says the Beis Yosef, what's going on in Rabbeinu Tam is Rabbeinu Tam held that the assumption that the Baal Tosfos made, that if it's clean, it doesn't have Shir Yaso Zehu Kibuso, is not true. Therefore, the only heter is going to be Derech Lichluch, a very fundamental machlokas, and that's how the Beis Yosef learns. What's the svara of Shir Yaso Zehu Kibuso when it's clean? So the answer is, Ramati said this in Seder, I looked around to see if there are other mahalchim. I agree, it's the pashas of the Beis Yosef, is that at the end of the day, even something that's clean could always gain from a little bit more of shriya. That Beis Yosef seems to say that the Rabbeinu Tam is going to hold that even though it's clean, but still, even if it's clean, another rinse isn't going to hurt. That there is another level of kibus of even something that looks clean. And Beis Yosef really seems to point to two different levels of the way we wash our garments. There's sometimes that we wash our garment because we put it in, think about it, when you put your shirt into the laundry basket. So sometimes you took your shirt off at 6 o'clock at night because you had on supper, a stain fell on your shirt. It's right in the middle of your shirt. You're not going to go out like that, so you put it in the laundry. And then, almost every night, at 11, 12 o'clock at night, you put your shirt into the laundry. Why? Maybe it's basically clean, but at the end of the day, the collar has gotten a little bit dirty, etc., etc., the edges, v'chule, v'chule. So the Beis Yosef points out, Shir Yaso Zehu Kibuso, especially in those days, when it was a lot more difficult to wash clothing, even something that you considered clean would always gain from a new level of washing. Hence, this sheet holds, Shir Yaso Zehu Kibuso applies to even things that you would wear again. That's the two deos in Tosa. So far, so good, Rabbosai. Beautiful. The tour now continues. Yisi kasva shem maram. But now we have a third shita. The maram held de lo amrinan shir yaso zel kibuso ela beged pishton. Avalo bishel tsemer. Umitam ze hiter litein mayim al beged tsemer shenafel alav yayin. Maram says the chumrah only applies to beged pishton. It doesn't apply to wool. And the sugya that says that he was holich lahakbil pnei rabo beregel was talking about tsemer. But otherwise, Maram says you should say shir yaso zehu kibusa. Baruch ato adonai eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nehiya bedvaro. This day of the Maram seems to hold not like Rabbeinu Tam either. He seems to hold that the halacha is going to be that even derech lichuch might be yasur. Shiyasur zehu kibusa. And he holds that the heter, that if you have a beged that's not meluchlach or matunach, it's still going to be subject to kibus. Hence, most understand, and it's came out before in the Beis Yosef, Dibar Maskel Re'isi, that the Beis Yosef understands that this is a third daya, and this is the shita that's also known as the Yireim, that the Yireim disagrees with Heter number one of Tosos, that it doesn't apply to clean garments. It does apply to clean garments. Number two, you don't have the Heter of Derech Lichluch, and therefore the Maram needed to give another teretz that the Holech La'akul Pnei Rabba was talking about, where is Beged Semer as opposed to Beged Pishtan. Now let's take a look and see how this Mishnah Berurah summarizes this beautifully in his Hakdama. This is exactly the Mishnah Berurah's Hakdama in the Gimel. We've gone through a Sifkat and Lamites. Talmidim were mefalpel with me in the Beis Medrash. Why did the Mishnah Berurah's Hakdama appear in Sifkat and Lamites and not in the beginning of Simin Shin Beis? And we've already done point one. We've done point two in the Mishnah Berurah. Now up to point number three. Vihine. Now it's going to flow beautifully. And now we saw the Shita Sarishonim inside. It says the Mishnah Berurah. Vihine baha. Tekaimel and Shiryasani Kibusa Yesh Deos Bepaskim. Yay, Shomrim de Dafka Kishiyesh Ezadover Lichluch ala Beget Dashriya Mavir Lichluch. Avil Meshon Lichluch Lafil Hushkar Machmas Levisha. Mamish, what we described at 12 o'clock at night. It got a little bit dirty around the neck area, around the sleeves. So then, Lo Mikri Kibus Ayde Shriya Levad. Then that doesn't qualify as Kibus. Im Lo Shemichabsan Mamish, O Shesel Kusmimin. Either you're going to scour it for it to be Kibisa, or squeeze it out. But otherwise, it's not going to be Nisr D'Arayis. The Mishnah Berurah then adds something important. He's still not allowed to do a Midrabanon because he might come to Schita. V'yei Shomrim, Nun Vav, what's this Yei Shomrim? Rashbam V'Sayato. So the Beis Yosef points out that this is a Rashbam that's quoted in Tosas on Kuf Chaf. Da'afilu ein aleim lichlu klal amrin d'shu yasam zu'i kibuso, akol za dafkin muderech kibus. Avon muderech lichlu kigon shenato yada b'mayim. So that's day number two. That's going to be considered if it's derech lichluch. So then, in such a case, it's going to be mutter. Otherwise, we say shir yaso zel kibuso, even on a clean garment. And it seems like it would apply to all of our garments today. I'm a little bit mesupak. I did not find, if someone finds a posik that says that today's garment that just came back from the laundromat that you did a real fancy cleaning on it, starch cleaning and so on and so forth, maybe there's room to say that in such a case, then you don't say shir yaso zehu kibusam, especially the way the Mishnah Berurah said it, that it's to clean out the dovra hushkar. But at the end of the day, the minhag ha'psak is always to be choshesh for shir yaso zehu kibusam when it comes to garments. If anybody sees a posek that points out exceptions I did not see, please let me know. V'yesh machmirim od. Day number three is the following. She'im ayu amayim merubim. Afilu kishu derech lichluch amrin shiyasu zehu kibuso. The Beis Yosef quotes this in the name of the Yireim and suggests that the Yireim is very similar to the Shita of the Maram Mirutenberg. That the Maram Mirutenberg wasn't happy with the first two terutzim. He gave another ukimta. Okay, that ukimta we don't paskin like to differentiate between semer and fish tun. However, we don't even have the heter of derech lichluch. Valkanim sovrim the kishenot al yadav rotz lanakba mamapa, and therefore they hold that if you want to dry your hands, yira lenar yadav achlo yishar lim rak mat mayim. You have to have only a little bit of water. If you're going to have a little bit of water on your hands, then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. Just a second, Rabbi Sion. If you have a little bit of water, then that's not enough to be considered kibbutz. Now we're ready to see it b'siyata d'shmaya in the Shulchan Aruch. We're able to see all this in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah already in Sif Tes comments where the Mechaber says that you can't avol beged in Sif Tes, halfway through the Mechaber. He said, "Beged sheyesh lo lichluch asar afilu shachshuto." If it has lichluch, notice he said it had lichluch, so then it's going to be asar. Dezel kibus, so this is considered kibus. So says the Ramah, "Who beged she'en alav lichluch, mutar liten al mayim watin." You're allowed to put a little bit of water. Velo merubim shem yischot. You're not allowed to put a lot because of different kshash shem yischot. What's that? Beis Yosef, b'shem smag smag sefer atuma verosh perikama diyuma. As well as Tosos in the first day of Kufiyot Aleph in the base. We saw it in Tosos in the first day of Kufiyot Aleph in the base. We're going to call it the Shita of Tosos and the Rush. V'yesh Eisrim b'chol inyan. Some say it's entirely Aser. Who's that? So that, they say, in the name of the Tur, that we've been calling the Shita of the Yerayim and the Ma'aram. That it's going to be Aser in all. Wait. You know what? Let me rephrase that. Yesh Aser b'chol inyan. They say it's Aser in all inyan means all different types of begadim. If we're talking about all different types of begadim, then it's going to be Aser. So who's that? That's going to be Rabbeinu Tam, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam that says that all begadim are going to be Aser. We'll see shortly why in the parentheses they quote the Tur in Simin Shin Lamed Aleph. But before we even see it in the Tur in Shin Lamed Daleth, let's just see it by us. If we take a look at the Tur by us in Shin Beis, the Tur doesn't mention when he quotes Rabbeinu Tam any requirement that the beged be dirty. And the Beis Yosef assumes that the Shita of the Tur in Shin Beis is that even if the beged is clean, so then in such a case you're going to have the din of Shir Yaso Zehu Kibuso. And he proves it from Simin Shin Lamed Dalet. In Simin Shin Lamed Dalet, the case that they talk about is the instance of where a garment caught on fire. So if you have fire, let me read to you the words of the Beis Yosef. It's in Dibra Maskel Vada. He says, Avorabenu kasa b'simin shin lamedalid, talis she'achaz bo'or, a garment that had fire that had grabbed it. Yachalitin of mashkin, you could put mashkin on it. What does the door say? Kegon yayin, only yayin, she'en ederach kibus. Achlo mayim, but not water. Now, there's no makar over there that garment was dirty. But nevertheless, it's aser. Why? Because of Shir Yaso Zehu Kibuso. So the Tur, the Beis Yosef concludes, is l'chol ha'pachos like that second daya. Like the daya that we saw from Rabbeinu Tam, Shir Yaso Zehu Kibuso applies even to a clean garment. And that's what the Ramah is referring to over here when he says, V'yesh osrim b'chol inyan. Where is daya number three? Interestingly, in the Shulchan Aruch, and then Rabbi Benzin, I'll take your ha'ara. Day number three is in Sif Yud. Says the Mechaber, Harocheitz Yadav, someone who washes his hands, Tov l'nagvam b'koach, it's better to rub the hands together, u'lahasim e'em mayim, and to remove the water, kefi yecholto, kodem sheyikancham b'mapa. So let's do a cheshbon. According to the first Teretz of Tosis and the Rush, why do you need to do that? The towel is clean. According to the second day, if you just wash your hands, so that is derech lichluch. So it should also be mutter. Elamai, it's the Shitas HaYireyim, the Shitas Elamai Rabbi Rutenberg, that says that you don't even have the heter of derech lichluch, and we're going to be machmir even on a clear garment. Now, when it gets to psak halacha, then it's going to get a little iffy over here. Because on the one hand, the mechaber and siftes, what did the mechaber and siftes say? The mechaber and siftes only said, beged sheyesh alav lichluch, aser. He only said, beged sheyesh alav lichluch. Who's that? That's the first daya. That's the most lenient daya. First daya of Tosis and the Rosh. Yet, in Sif Yud, it's the most stringent daya, the day of the Urayim. So here, there are two different approaches amongst the Achronim, and you have this on the cover page. The approach of the Magen Avram is, let's look back at the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef himself never takes the sheet of the Urayim and the Maram in Rutenberg seriously. If you read the Beis Yosef carefully, at most, he's going to be choshesh for Rabbeinu Tam. And of course, the Beis Yosef takes very seriously the tour. And the point that we made in the tour, the Beis Yosef develops, and that is that the tour seemed to be machmir even on a clean garment. That maybe in such a case, that far, maybe one would go. But to say that there's anything more that he'd be machmir, even to say that you can't wash your hands off derech lichluch, that is not the ikur shita of the mechaber. And when the mechaber said tov l'nagvan, the mechaber was giving a shout out lichatchila. He was pointing out that lichatchila tov l'nagvan. Now, what comes out then is that the most lenient position you're going to get for Sfardin is that meikur didina, you don't have to shake off your hands, but lichatchila one should shake off one's hands to make sure that as much water is off. The maila is once you have most of the water off, so then a small amount of water, the Beis Yosef says, is not going to be considered kibbutz. So then in such a case, it's going to be fine. This is the position of the Magen Avraham. I'll show you which line it is in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham in Shin Beis. Sif Katan Chaf Aleph Tov L'Nagvam Avol Midinam Shari Kimein Shein Bo Lichluch Kemoshe Kasar Rab Beis Yosef. Like the Beis Yosef already said. If you look at the Beis Yosef, you don't see a Beis Yosef taking seriously this chumrah. So that's the Magen Avraham's conclusion. The Gra in Dibra Maskel the Yesh says no. And take a look in Shin Lamed Daled. In Shin Lamed Daled, he mentions only to put wine. Why did he mention to only put wine? Must be that he held that this Tov L'Nagvam is the Psak L'Chatfila. Aye, then why in Sif Tes by us doesn't say Lichluch? Because that's normally the case. Normally, the case is where you want to wash something off is when it's lichluch. But in Echanami, it's going to be shir yoso zehu kibusa. So far, so good, Rabosai. 3 days from the Rishonim, starting with the Mishnah and Shabbos, Kuf Mem Beis, Gemara and Zvach and Tzadni Dalet, 3 sheetas of Rishonim and the Tosos, with the speculation of the day of the Maharami Rutenberg, the Mishaburas claim that's Mefurish and the Urayim, 2 days in the Beis Yosef, and then the question of the Mechaber's Chumrah, that all of a sudden Mechaber learns like the Urayim. Everything that we just said is, except for that last part with the Magen Avraham, is Mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah on Sif Tes and Sif Yud, where he emphasizes this Shita, Tov L'Nagvam, is the Shitas HaYurayim. Yes, Rabbi Nisim.
It just seems like that the Shita of the Maharam, in one way, it's the most Holy, but it's the most Mekal.
Yes. So, right. In other words, what's happening is we're accepting the Maharam's rejection of those two shitas, but we're not accepting his chiluk about the difference between Pishtan and Sarah.
Okay,
absolutely, absolutely.
But is that the way that the Urayim says Mefurash?
No, the Urayim is you'll chase down the Urayim. The Beis Yosef quotes it. Since you asked, everybody hopefully will forgive you. He says, Ube Mardechi, take a look at the Dibra Maskel Ra'isi. So, the Beis Yosef says, "Umardechai perik el ksharim sheharam hayin lenagev yadav hayinog lenagev yadav bekach zubazu meisra me meilov kfil yichalto."
Assuming that he had a towel.
V'chein kasav, exactly, right. So that was, it was made out of flax. So you see that the Beis Yosef points out that it's not just that the Torah said the chiluk between Begad and Semer, that it's mefurish. So it's mefurish. The Beis Yosef did a good job. He pointed out that the Smaram is mamish, same thing as the Urayim. The Mishnah Berurah does quote in the name of Urayim, but it seems to be the same Shita, as far as I know. Okay. There is a discussion. There is literature in the Achronim. Maybe the Urayim will give a different answer.
than the maram to the sugya. But that's already more of an achronish discussion. Tov. So this is the deal. Turns out halacha lemaisa lemaisa lemaisa. So here you have Chacham Avadia goes with the Magen Avraham in terms of what Sfaradim should do. That's only an Eitz Tov. Chelik Dalad Amu Kuf Chav Beis. I'm indebted to the Shira Sayam that did a very nice job on the sugya of outlining the shitas. And also sending me this to this Chacham Avadia. Chacham Avadia said that we could be Mekel. Sfaradim don't even have to follow his Tov. Obviously, there'll be some type of Madrega if you follow the Tov. But Me'ikr Dedina, the Mechaber, is like the most lenient opinion there, number one. While Rav Levi in Minchas Ava, that fantastic Sefer, says that no, the Mechaber is saying that L'chatchila one should be Noah to be Machmir. Interestingly, it's quoted not of the Gedolei Sfaradim, but the Kitzur Svarim quote that the Chazon Ish Zatzal was machmir to shake off water from his hands and not to immediately wipe his hands with the towel. I never saw that from any of my great rabbeim, though I can't say that I've been around the Rebbe Zatzal that often on Shabbos. When I grew up, I did not see even Gedolei Torah being machmir for it. It could be I was too young to notice. But at the end of the day, I'm not aware of the who are machmir, but the Chazon Ish is quoted as being machmir. At the end of the day, the reason why I didn't see many is because of the Ramah. Take a look at the Ramah. V'yesh kasvu de'ein lochu shalzeh, de'lo amrin shir yis ha'beg etzel kibusa v'kai gavna, de'ein zederach lichluch v'chein o'egin. So the minug is, if you're looking for a chumrah, I don't know if this is the first chumrah to start with. If you're Svardi, then it's a different story. But if you're Ashkenazi, hachi nog, the minug has been to be mekel, not to be choshish for the third day. And the minig Yisrael, the minig Ashkenazim, is to be kosher, is to follow the position of Rabbeinu Tam. And in such a case, that would be mutter. Okay, so that is v'siyata d'shmaya v'sugya. In terms of other applications, shir yaso zehu kibuso, there are exceptions to the rule. This is the basic halacha. Basic halacha is that derech lichluch, it's going to be mutter. If it's not derech lichluch, it's going to be aser. There is an important Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha points out that life is sometimes not so easy to always follow the most stringent position. Says the Be'er Halacha, we're going to do this Be'er Halacha inside. Dibar Maskel Delo Amrinan. Says the Be'er Halacha, Delo Amrinan. Delo Amrinan, he was going on the Ramah that says, Delo Amrinan Shriyas Begetzeu Kibaso Bekai Gavna, if you're doing it Derech Lichluch. Before we even do the Be'er Halacha, let me just finish the Ramah's words. The Ramah says, "Vilachein muter lenagev yadov bebeget shehitil botinok me raglayim kedei levatlam." It's permissible to wipe your hands on a beged that a tinok had urinated on in order to be mevatel she'ein ze rak derech lichluk ba'alma, because in that case it's only derech lichluk ba'alma. Rav Neventhal just adds, it's only going to be mutter if your intention was to be able to daven there. You're not allowed to daven if there's the mei raglayim with the shir. So therefore, your intention is to be mevatel it, to be mevatel the urine. However, if your intention is to be menakos, so then in such a case, Rav Nemtzal Shlita points out that would be aser. That would be aser. Ad kidei kach, that he pointed out to me, that he's not sure that this heter really exists today. He's not so convinced that people, if something was sullied by urine, it could very well be that when a person is doing a sederach lichluch, his intention is also to clean the garment. What's that?
She's intending to be about to the urine.
Right.
But she's also intending to clean the.
Right, that's his concern. That's exactly Rav Nevensal's concern. No, Rav Nevensal says it. He says, "She'eino makbid al nikayon beged, ella al nikayon makom atfila, ubitnai shalom mechavim lenakos." Bitnai shalom mechavim lenakos. And then the Ramah concludes, "Avol aser lite mayim mamish al mayor glaim kedei levatlan." It's prohibited to pour mei raglayim in order to be mevatel. Aye, you're going to say that you're doing it for tefillah, so that's not going to be enough because it's a psik resha. It's a psik resha that shir yaso zel kibuso. When you're doing it
derech lichluch, so then in such a case it's mutter. But if you're pouring the water directly on it, the Rama concludes, then it's going to be aser. So this is Rav Nevenzal's chumra is that he told me he's mesupak how many times today we really have this heter. Because he says that at the end of the day, most times, the average mother in 2019, when she's going to, when her child, her infant is going to have urine on the garment, is also going to be interested in removing the urine from the garment. And the reason that she's wiping her hands on that area is not because simply she wants to daven, it's also because she's going to want to have the garment. And that's not called derech lichluch anymore. Correct. That's Rav Nevenzal's point. Okay. Ad kan divrei harama. It was good we finished that rama. Says the Be'er Halacha, Dimar Maskel de lo amrinan, va'afilu mo'aye eze lichluch al mitpachas shari, ho va'aniguv derech lichluchu. Even if the garment that you want to, that you're using has lichluch, if you're doing it derech lichluch, then it's also going to be mutter. V'hine, le'inyan rechitzas tinuk b'yom tov ma'im chamin. Of course, keep in mind that in the days of the Chafetz Chaim, there was no plumbing. So they were able to use hot water in almost all instances to wash a baby. Today, of course, you have to be careful in America, we discussed even in Israel, turning on the hot water, that might be Bishul Doraisa. But in this case, we're talking about someone who took care of that, and they took water, hot water from a place that's mutter, so, and then it's on Yom Tov, so you don't have the problem of rechitza v'mayim chamin. So what do they normally do? What do we normally do after we wash a baby? So then in such a case, we put under it a towel. Sherochtzen ba'osaba. Sheyef sherochtz tinikotem b'liozeb. Where are you going to put the baby afterwards? My wife and I were just reminiscing. I'm not sure why. It must have been because we were about to learn this halacha the first time we washed our oldest son. We thought that we were convinced that he was going to drown in the sink. So the first time, always when we bathe our children, it's always a little bit traumatic. You don't want your parents' help, but you want your parents' help. Anyhow, so that is what happens at the end of the day when you're holding the baby who's slipping in your hand. So then, of course, there needs to be a towel, especially in Radin, where everything is very, very cold. So you just washed the baby in hot water. You got to put the baby down on some type of towel. So let's continue on. Sheyesh lirchatz tinuk katan b'ozeh, b'yomtov halei yesh b'zeh isur kibus, d'shoros b'mayim, ach yesh lirchatz b'lozeh. So Chavetz Chaim says, are we going to say that you can't wash a baby on Yom Tov based on this? Yesh lahatir. Ba'ofen shiyu nikiyim michubasim. If the towel is clean, then, he says, we could be made. Why? Diladeya harishona ein ba mishum kibus. According to the first daya, which we saw that the Mechaber seems to pass in light, according to Magen Avraham, so then in such a case, there's no problem, kibus. And even according to the second opinion, who says that the halacha is that it's going to be usher even if it's clean. So now you have a problem that you can't, the baby is all wet. So how can you put the baby on the towel? Maybe it's derech lichluch. Maybe you'll say, what? How's it derech lichluch? It's one thing if the baby just made in a diaper. So then in such a case, everything around is lichluch. But stam, you gave the baby a bath just to clean off from a little bit of food. So Mishneh Brura is mekel because we're dealing with a child that has a din chola, and you could rely on the fact that A, let's count out that terem. A is we have Meikar Dedina, both the Mechaber and the Ramah are mekel on kibus that's not, on a beged that's not meluchlach, aleph. Beis is that at the end of the day, even if this is not there, and beis could be that's derech lichluch, but even if it's not derech lichluch, gimel is that's a malacha shein etzricha legufa, because clearly you're not interested now in cleaning the towel. And dalid, we're talking about a child that has a din chola, And if we're talking about a child that has a din chola, so then in such a case, one could be makel. So this is a very, very important ber halacha, because what this ber halacha does is it opens up for us in cases of tzrachim. This would come up in Camp Hask when we were there. I'm forever indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu who sent me to Hask. I was 23, 24. My wife went as a dietitian. And there, Rabbi Penner was there only... So Rabbi Penner's last summer, and our first summer, and there was really no one to deal with all the questions, the chulei. So it was sort of, you had to, it's no longer learning Shabbos in theory, it's very much lemaisa. And what's exciting about those types of settings is that you there the halacha expands. It's no longer the standard halacha. You have to adjust to the halachas of chola, the chulei, the chulei, the chulei. So this is a very important bear halacha for Camp Hask, and for that matter, for every parent, in terms of shilas of kibus, a tinok has a din of chol hashem bo sakana, kibus is a blach hashem tzrich legufa, then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. Tov. So this is the ber halachas heter. We have a similar heter from Reb Shlomo Zalman in another very important health-related context. And that is in regards to cases in which, and this would come up, particularly Chaval, it's very painful to think about that. 1,000 years ago, people just weren't aware that what was causing so much disease and death in the Middle Ages, in the Dark Ages, was of course that with the hygiene was absolutely terrible. So, in later generations, when people began to slowly understand that it was the hygiene that was causing so much disease, was the recognition that garments, particularly children that had soiled garments and so on, could actually be quite dangerous. This also came up in Hask. There was one Shabbos that they were concerned that there was something contagious that was spreading, and in that instance we were matir hand gels in a way that we hadn't been matir in the past. It's not our shiloh. This is a shiloh kibbutz. But I'm saying these things even come up today. Comes up in camps. Sometimes where people are living in close quarters. The case in which Yishmir Shabbos Kilchasa deals with is actually spelled out better by Rav Nevinsal than the Shmir Shabbos himself does. If you take a look at the first page, we're going to introduce the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa with Rav Nevinsal's presentation of a maisa. This is in the Beitzchak Yikare on the second or third page in the booklet, on the first entry from Rav Nevinsal, Lizoher, Maisa b'Mosad. There was a case in an institution, Shayach Shash, Shimlo Yashu es Habigodim Hamulchlochim Emayim, Tispashit Shal Machla Medabeket, that they were concerned that there was, if they weren't going to soak the garments, so then in such a case, there would be contagious diseases. We hit her at Morzal, Lashrosam, Mishum Dava Malacha Shein Tzvich Lagufa. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was used this Ber Halacha in cases of any concern of the transfer of disease. So again, the basic halacha would be that all garments would be aser for Shiryasu Zehu Kibuso. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman said that we have this Ber Halacha. Then we have the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa has a similar but different type of instance. Of course, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa is not written with any type of history, but I think that backdrop probably would be helpful that Rav Nevinsal gives us in terms of before looking at the Shmir Shabbos. This appears in Perek Tezvav, the end of Seif Hei. In the photocopies in the booklet, it is, I would say, halfway through the booklet. And most of the way through, right before Seif Hei, first word in the Bible is B'mikre. B'mikre shachshash lahavarat machlam midabeket. In a case of where there's a concern of any transfer of contagious diseases, mutar lishrot et achitulim b'mei lizol she'ein derech l'chabes b'hem. That the suggestion that Shmir Shabbos gives is to soak the diapers. Again, this is prior to disposable diapers. So the suggestion is to soak it in mei lizol. It sounds like that this is some type of antibacteria that, which are not normally used for kibus. Ach lo yishra otam b'mei kolor o b'ekonomika, shekena derech l'chabez b'hem. But don't do it in ekonomika where the derech is to be mechabez. And then, prior to that, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says, "Umin ha'nachon hu liten et tachitu lin hamulu chlofin v'kli kemo sheim l'chasotam umutter lezalef lem tipot lizol kedei l'garish et hacharakim." You're allowed to sprinkle a little bit of material. How would we describe this? Tipot lizol sounds like some type of bacteria. Then such a case would not be a problem. And if you take a look in the Haros, va'ode b'kaygan sheish chash libur charakim efshar lismoch lekula b'be'er alacha dibar maskel delo, that you could rely on the be'er alacha shamati mihagreshaz orbach. So Rav Shlomo Zalman used this be'er halacha both in regards to diapers in general, as well as in the case of a concern of a contagious disease. I just point out that the Shmir Shabbos is not as makel as the way Rav Nevinsal pointed out. The Shmir Shabbos only talks about sprinkling the antibacteria. Rav Nevinsal quotes that in the case of where there was actual concern, he was matir to actually do shir yaso zehu kibusa. So the Rav Nevinsal's ha'ara is basically in the same vein of the Shmir Shabbos, but Rav Nevinsal is actually a little bit more makel on the book, so we are than the Shmir Shabbos Gilchasa, and there's no reason that one cannot should not rely on Rav Nevinsal's heter in that he quotes from Shlomo Zalman. Yeah?
I don't understand why it's in the Malacha Shein Tzvika Gufa, since he wants to start the cleaning process.
No, because it's in Malacha Shein Tzvika Gufa that he's not really interested in starting the process. He just doesn't want the bacteria to spread. So that's the Malacha Shein Tzvika Gufa. That's the tzushtel of what the Be'er Halacha had said. Okay, finally for today, we get a beautiful summary of the sugya from Rav Yoshev Zatzal in a shayla in regards to contact lenses. And when it comes to contact lenses, then we have two, the way I understand the way Rav Yoshev presents it, we have two different sugyas that come together. The sugya of last week, of Thursday, and this week's sugya. And that is that number one, we have the shayla of shifshuf. From my days of vanity, when I used to wear contact lenses when I was much younger, so the way contact lenses worked 20 years ago was that there were generally two things that were done to the lenses. Number one is you soak the lenses, and number two is suggested that you also clean the lenses as well. I remember just when I basically stopped wearing lenses, they had just started with a solution that does all. What is the Metzius today?
Just soak it.
Just soak it, that's all. So what I recall is totally old-fashioned. Okay, so Rav Yoshev is dealing with a case. The way I remember it as a kid was that there was a cleaning that was done as well as soaking it in saline. So Rav Yoshev in the Tshuva and Simen Chavav goes through both of them. And he says that, bottom line is, he says that in regards to shifshuf cleaning, he doesn't know of any heter that would exist for someone to clean their lenses, because he says the lenses is a davar rach that would qualify as or, it would fall into the category of or, it would not be any better than or, and that we know that shifshuf is going to be aser. He says, what about shir yaso zehu kibuso? What about the shayla shir yaso zehu kibuso? So if you take a look in the photocopies, this is Kovetz Chuvas, Chelik Aleph, Simin Chavav. He quotes first the Mekilim. In Dibar Maskel, Omnam. He says, Omnam berosh yuma periches, kasav dafka ki hasam, mayr bebegit sheshalav lichluch, b'kaigat narin shir yaso zehu kibuso. So he says, me'ikr didina, you have the rosh, what we call the first daya, who says that only when it's miluchlach. So over here, he says, if you clean it beforehand, then you'd be allowed to soak it on Shabbos itself. And it's going to be mutter. And then he says, Rama quotes both deos, and he says, but at the end of the day, the Gra and many others, and the Mishnah Berurah as well, says that one should be machmir even for the second deo. So he says, luchura, then it will be usher to soak contact lenses on Shabbos, because even if it's going to be clean. So, Rabbi, let's follow our steps. Number one, we would say that you shifshuf is for sure going to be aser. That's going to be aser when l'chalapach is like or soaking it. So soaking it, he's choshesh, that it could very well be that it's not like it's not or. It's even as it's closer to a beged. If that would be so, then it should be aser. So then he says, well, if you cleaned it beforehand, so then in such a case we would say that's totally in the machlokas rishonim. Once it's clean, so then maybe it's mutter. On the other hand, there are rishonim who are machmir. So he comes out that he thinks that according to everybody it's going to be mutter. Achen yesh lomar daf lemachmir gan kishein davar mosal beged mikol makom shir yosan mosaf bilibuna sharei beged hushchar machmas lavisha. Alo beged chadash umulubon kol tzarko ve'ein shem osaf b'shviyaso. Ein kamalecha kibbutz. It's amazing. Rabbi Yashiv is really adding another sifkatan to the Mishnah Berurah. And he suggests the following chidush. And that is that even though we say that a beged that is clean, shir yaso is still zeo kibbutzo, that's only, as we said, a beged that's mostly clean. The way we demonstrated, like putting your shirt away after a full day of wearing it. Then we say shir yaso zeo kibbutzo, even though it's a beged that's naki. It doesn't have a stain on it, but still becomes a little darkened. In contrast to the contact lens, if the contact lens has already been cleaned before Shabbos, so then he says a chidush. Aval beged chadash umeluban kol tzarko, if you have a beged chadash and it's tar meluban, ve'ein shum hosafa b'shir yaso, and soaking it doesn't make it any cleaner. Ein kamaleches kibus lefiza yemakol nahatir emayirochtim esadoshes magel lefnei erev Shabbos ashrosa mayim Shabbos kedei shelo yiskap. If the reason you're doing it is just so simply that the contact lens does not dry up, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter. However, we leave off today with a tzaruch iyun gadol, and that is. But what about today's contact lenses? If Rav Yashiv's whole heter is the idea that by soaking in such a case, what are you doing? By soaking, you're not adding any type of nikius. It's 100% clean. You've cleaned it already. And then in such a case, by soaking it, all you're doing is your mamish soaking a beged meluban. And Rav Yashiv is mechadesh that by a beged meluban, even Rabbeinu Tam is going to hold that it's mutter. Even the Yireim, everybody's going to hold that it's mutter. So that's only when you go through that process of 20 years ago, and as you clean your lenses before Shabbos, and then you soaked it, and it's 100% clean, and then you're going to be allowed to soak it on Friday night. But the moment in which everybody's used to putting it into the solution, and what the solution does is it both cleans it and soaks it, right? So then in such a case, it might be a little bit more problematic. So Tzarafi, and I throw it out to the base of Medrash, to be mefalpel, what's the makar for the minhag ha'olam, to be matir. He then quotes that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is machmir, even an entirely clean beged, and he holds that it's a psik reisha, it's still going to be usher. The Avnei Nezer doesn't like it, and he says that just like the Avnei Nezer doesn't like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he doesn't like it either, but adayin sarach iyun, what our heter is going to be. Mirtz Hashem on Thursday, I thought we would do Kippul Legadim. It's not the first time that I wanted to do a little bit more than we actually got to, but we did the sugya, I think, the way the Siyata D'Shamayim, we should. We're going to pick up with the Gzeros Midrabanan of Kibbutz and Makir Patash. So we'll start with Kippul Legadim Mitzvah Hashem on Thursday, as well as coming back to the Shaila.